What?
Nothing. G'day, and this is the Hypothetic RL podcast. I'm Lisa, not David. David's laughing because he can't even remember the intro to his own poscap.
Oh, poscap's come back.
Oh, I never left. Poscap's always been there.
So I was going to start off by saying, hi, my name's David, and this is the Hypothetic RL, a podcast about the one who's... No.
You ruined it. I had it, and you ruined it. What the fuck?
This is what happens. Anyway, let's just leave this as the intro.
I think you should.
Okay.
I think it's what the people want.
So, hello, everyone. We're back.
We're back.
The dynamic duo.
The filler.
The filler?
We're a guaranteed four filler.
I thought you were saying you were the filler, like you weren't important. You're important.
No, that's exactly what I meant. I'm filler.
No, you're not filler. You're not sellies. You got more gaps.
Oh, wow. That went in the gutter quick. I like it. That was loud. Sorry.
That's okay.
I think I blasted people's ears off.
I'm going to change
adjust
the volume.
Adjust for Lisa's woes.
Adjust for woes. See, you got right in and woed everyone.
Yeah, that's a big woe.
It's very rambly.
There's a lot of blue in there. Sorry, Audacity. Sorry.
Shh, don't tell anyone how I record things.
Sorry, oral people.
Oral people.
Orals.
Anyway, so welcome back to... the Hypothetic RL. I don't ever start with welcome back, but I'm doing it this time.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
It's not Welcome Back, Cotter.
No. Is that the song from Welcome Back, Cotter?
I don't think it is.
No.
I just think Welcome Back, Cotter.
No.
Anyway, so for today, we're going to do another interesting podcast, Poscap, as Lisa likes to call them.
Yes, Poscap.
So you came up with this one, much like you came up with the last one. And you did a lot of research, much like you did last time. And I'm just totally blind here. I don't know what we're really doing.
But you can recite these. You've got memory of these, whereas I had to do research because I think out of all the ones I revisited, I probably only remember two that I remember watching and intently watching.
Well, yeah, no, but I don't really intently watch the... Okay, so what? I might as well introduce it because we're just talking around the subject.
You're a fucking host. Jesus.
I'm a terrible host. I should make you the host and I could just be the guest. So what we're going to do for this episode...
Yes.
...is... What are you spraying in your mouth?
Sour stuff. Oh!
Okay. Oh. So what we're going to do for this episode is we're going to look back at some of the most memorable... grand final entertainment, grand final halftime entertainment.
Being generous with the term most memorable, some of them are fucking should be not.
Well, they're memorable, maybe not for good reason.
Basically, the grand finals that I could see on YouTube.
Yes.
Mm.
So there's a few others that I know randomly about. We might throw those in as well.
Yeah.
Some of the well-known ones from a bit further in the past.
Sorry, I'm just flashing back to some of the things I saw earlier today. They were fucking hilarious.
So how do you want to do this? Do you want to just talk about them in the order that you sort of saw them?
Yeah, probably because I'd have to rearrange them into chronological order.
Yeah, that's okay. Otherwise, we don't have to do that. No, it's too
jump
hard.
Around.
We'll okay. just jump around. We'll just go in the order of there is no order.
No,
it's okay.
There is no order. It's the order that they came up with on YouTube.
And the hypothetical... because we have to have some sort of premise for this show, is what if rugby league entertainment at halftime was actually good?
Like, really good.
Some of it's actually not too bad. Some of it's entertaining just because of how bad it is.
Yeah. Like, what if it had nipple slips?
Well.
What if it had actual, you know, what I would like to end it with our ideal grand final halftime show.
Ooh, that's good.
Because I know what I
Rachel
want.
From Friends. So... And I don't really like Friends. Seinfeld's
no, you don't,
far,
but I've made you watch.
Show. But you know what I find interesting? So, you know, you look back at... I mean, I don't know what... I don't know if they even had Grand Final Entertainment in 1908. Mm. But I'd imagine that it wasn't much. And I think when I looked it up, I was trying to find what some of the older ones were. And it seemed to say things like, most of the time, they just had marching bands until maybe the 70s. I don't think they had anything before that. And then, even then, it's not this the American ideal of the Super Bowl and the big-name celebrities only really happened in the last... probably since the 90s.
Yeah.
Because they used to just have, like, a performance by some kind of artist or... not even an artist, just a group of people, really. Yeah. So some of these are the people who are more in the Super Bowl kind of thing without nipple slips.
Yeah.
I mean, a Barnsley nipple slip would have been good to see.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I'm glad I chose Barnsley for that one, didn't you? Yes. Not someone else.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Because it could have been bad. No, it could have been. I could have said Macklemore.
Yeah. Although the amount of times that she's popped up in the last 10 minutes of me watching that, I think Jessica Malloy definitely could have had a nipple slip had she worn something a bit more risque.
Well, do you want to start with the Malloy one?
So, yeah, that was... let me go to find it. So it's not... it's not
19. In, she wasn't alive in the 19-something.
It was 2016. Actually, yep. She appeared twice.
She's appeared three times.
I found two of them. So 2016, she was singing with Keith Urban.
Oh.
And I just wanted to know, like, did they buy a bulk pack of her performances? Is that how it worked? Because she's appeared so many times.
I don't know what. I
would say she's probably appeared the most amount of times, maybe with the exception of Jimmy Barnes.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think she'd been more than Jimmy Barnes. I don't think he's been there more than twice.
Mm.
We found two Jimmy Barnes performances. I don't know if there's been any others.
No, I couldn't see any others.
There was no Barnsley, Farnsley and Diesel, though.
No, I was quite disappointed with that. No John Farnham that I could see.
No, I don't.
Like, really? He is the voice.
Yeah, but he's from Melbourne, so.
Yeah, but so what?
Yeah, but, you know, that's the way things are, I suppose.
Jimmy Barnes is from Scotland.
Well, I found interesting about the... yeah, but, you know, Scotland plays rugby league, I suppose. They do.
I'm rolling my eyes back. You can't hear it, but I'm rolling
my eyes
back.
They play rugby league. They have an international team.
Yeah, and Melbourne have a team too.
That's true. I suppose that's very true. Okay.
Your teamist is coming out.
Yeah.
Your teamism.
I suppose it is.
Statism.
But you know what I found interesting about one of the Malloy performances is, I think it was the 2013
2013, she appeared with Ricky Martin.
Ricardo Martino.
His performance was pretty lavish.
Yes, it was.
So he popped out of the stage like an unwanted boner at a funeral. He just came out of that stage like a beautiful flower.
He would be an unwanted boner at a funeral.
Now, when I think Ricky Martin, I just can't think of anyone else but Fez from That 70s Show. When you put that context in it, he is fucking funny. You can't take him seriously.
You're a whore.
Where's my toast, you idiots? If you watch his older film clips where he's trying to be all sexy with the women, it's funny. I watched it with one of the kids the other day and I just thought, and I said, and I turned to her and I went, he's gay.
She prefers sausage to taco.
Why is he? And I said, because no one knew he was gay at this point. And she's like, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah. It's interesting in context to see it back.
Even when they are, like, I'm going to show my REM-ness here. My REM lovingness. So, Michael Stipe.
Yeah.
He's a gay man.
Mm-hmm.
He's still... I mean, they didn't really sing love songs. That wasn't like Ricky Martin.
No.
But there was quite a few songs that you could interpret as, you know, a man loving a woman kind of thing. And he was out. Like, he wasn't behind the cupboards.
Oh, is he gay?
Yes. Did I just say behind the cupboards?
You did.
Okay.
Out of the closet, you
fucking
idiot.
Out of the closet, but behind the cupboards.
Wow. All right, someone's trying to beat me with the comedic value this episode.
Out of the cupboard. Behind the cupboards. Look. That sounds like some sort of podcast.
I'm going to have to pull your couch in just to have a talk to you. Take you offside for about 10 minutes.
Is that...
your couch?
Is that the cowboy's couch?
It's the cowboy's couch. He's going to ride you all game, all
that. If there's someone who's a Cowboys fan and one of the merchandising things is not a couch... then that's very disappointing.
Cowboy's couch.
Cowboy's couch is one of my favorites. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the Jessica Malloy one.
Yeah.
Because she comes out, I think it's before the grand final starts,
mm-hmm.
in some sort of yellow dress.
Yeah.
And it's like flipping everywhere.
It's very twirly. It reminds me of the dresses that they wear in the Samba of Strictly Ballroom. Like it's very cha-cha.
It looks lit. I think it's because she's performing Ricky Martin later.
Yes.
But she comes out with the yellow one.
Yes.
She almost gets hit by a flag.
Yes. She does she does a very good dodge. She should be playing. Mm-hmm. She does this little, just a little offset with her head. And she does it so gracefully. She misses getting whiplashed by the corner of this massive flag. It was epic.
But
the person behind her was not so lucky.
But I found it weird because the whole time she's walking, she looks like she's trying to hold the flariness down. Because it looks like...
no, she's trying to make sure that her massive high heels don't get stuck in that grass.
Okay.
She is wearing the highest heels I've ever seen. And I'm thinking, how the fuck is she not wedging into the grass? Because she's walking on her tippy toes. Is the that whole what it way. Is? Yeah. Oh. She's got these stiletto heels that I swear I would say they're a good 10 centimetres tall. Mm-hmm. Because she's a short girl.
Oh, yeah.
So she obviously needed to build some height in comparison to everybody else on that stage. And, yeah, I was like, how is she not walking in the grass? Because there was no stage, there was no walkway, so to speak. So she's just, like, tiptoeing it to make sure she doesn't do the whole, you've seen me walk in heels on grass. I'm like, you've had to help me.
Yes.
De-stick myself.
It's quite funny.
It's fucking comical. It's funny for me because I hate high heels. Like, I'm stuck.
It's like quicksand. It's quite hilarious.
No, it's like extremely quicksand. It happens faster than quicksand actually happens. Yeah, it's just like, uh-oh, I'm stuck. I'm not getting out. You need to help me wedge myself out.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
I had an engineering joke there, but I'm not going to put it in.
No. Do that all the time. And then she has she does a set with Mr. Martin.
Yes.
And that's the name of one of Senor the teachers at the school.
Huh?
That's the name of one of the teachers at our kids' school. Mr. Martin. So when I say Mr. Martin, now it's just put a weird context. But he's an old dude. Yeah, he's a really, he's a really old weird dude. Old
guy.
Okay. And if she's wearing the exact same dress, but in blue.
I know. Mm. That's what I was thinking. So was she secretly going for Parramatta at the time?
Was she was it a yellow, reversible she dress? Wears blue. Was it an inside-outside dress?
Could be.
That would be very cost-effective and useful.
Although the flare wouldn't work if you went the other way because it looked like she was wearing some kind
But it rippled. You couldn't really see underneath the side of it. Like, you really couldn't see the underside of it. And I was quite surprised because everybody else was wearing white.
Yeah.
Ricky was in white. Everybody, all the backup dancers, it was in white.
Blue.
It looked like, it basically looked like a petri dish of someone's sperm sample. It was a lot of white. It was a lot of white dancing around on stage. And she comes out through the stage too. She she comes out after him, like one of those whack-a-mole things. You just want to get down. We've already got one singer. We don't need two.
Jessica Malboy whack-a-mole.
And sing and hear and why does she need to be singing with a male? She does sing on her own at the start. I get that. But both times they've got her singing with a male. She's quite good on her own. She don't need no male accompaniment.
Well, when you said to me, was it the Which one was it? Was it the Ricky Martin song or was it the Keith Urban song? You said doesn't suit her at all.
Ricky Martin's voice song. I think it was Living to Vita Loca or whatever it was. Or the other, I think it was that one. Did not suit her.
Yeah, she didn't
sound good. Felt like it didn't suit her range. Whereas Keith Urban, she fit perfectly. She did a really good job for that one.
Mm-hmm.
I just, it didn't sound right for her. That's all. She's got a very good voice.
She does.
But Living to Vita Loca was just not right for her.
Well, from what I can figure out, there was an incident with her with the 2010 grand final. So she was in 2010, 2013, 2016. So I think the 2016 one was...
I must have got one of those three-day passes.
Yeah, she got the super pass.
Super pass.
Super grand final pass. So from what I've read, and we didn't actually... We couldn't find this one.
Sorry, that's still making me laugh. Super pass.
She apparently was accused and it looked... Very much like she was lip-syncing the 2010 version. So maybe she just needed to keep coming on to prove that she actually can sing. I don't know if that's what it was.
Do they really... They should really go back into the history, because I found some faults with a lot of performances.
Yes, they like, should.
Yeah.
Would it, well, one that I find interesting, you know, you said, oh, she can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not convinced that the lead singer of Train can sing.
That's funny. I was exactly going to that. So back to 2014 when Train... They should have been miming.
Yes, they really should.
Apparently he said, didn't he say afterwards that his voice wasn't up to scratch or something? Like he used as an excuse?
I think so.
Because the backlash from their performance live was horrid.
I remember when it came on and I remember you and me the next few days afterwards. Shit? It was
this is not Train.
Hey, sister.
It was terrible.
I mean, we made that sound good compared to how he made it sound. I mean, there's been some pretty bad ones. I know the AFL had Meatloaf and it was bad, but I think Train was actually worse.
I read a thing about the fact that he said he announced his retirement shortly after and fans regaled. Obviously, he was so bad at that performance that it was like,
really bad.
Yeah, you should fight club that shit out.
Yeah, Train was very bad.
And that apparently, was really, Slash really bad. Played.
Yes. That was the same one. So they had Slash come on, and of course Slash doesn't sing.
Mm-hmm.
So Slash plays guitar. Oh,
he should try.
I don't know if I've ever heard, I don't think I've actually ever heard him talk.
Maybe he's just not standing out of the front of the right church.
But
yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and other people do too.
I think everyone knows the November Rain film clip where he comes out of a different church.
Yes, goes into one church, comes out of a different church. Yeah, it's one of those fucking TARDIS churches.
Fucking TARDIS church. Yeah. It really is. Mm. Like, everyone else is in the other church.
Yeah.
And he comes out and he's on one on the hill.
Like, how embarrassing. He's turned up to the wrong church for the wedding. Like, and he's just, fuck it, I'll just play my guitar out front. I'll just
play the guitar out front.
With my oversized top hat.
But they had him playing, but then we found that they also had Sarah McLeod from Super Jesus also playing.
And this girl drum.
With a girl drum group.
Group. It was fucking awesome.
That was very good.
And they
were
playing to Fall Out Boy.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why I said to you, was that the year Fall Out Boy was there?
Mm.
And I don't think they've ever been
there.
No,
but I think, no, but they used, didn't they use a Fall Out Boy song for?
Yes, they did. That's right.
Did they use Centuries or did they use the other one?
I don't know which one it was, but they did use a Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
Light It Up.
That's it. That's what it was. It was Light It Up. And that's why. So we couldn't get Fall Out Boy, so we got an next best thing.
We'll get an Australian
guitar player, singer. Even though she didn't sing, which is anything. Disappointing because she should have. She's got a fucking wicked voice.
Yes.
I would fuck her. I think she is sexy and talented and gorgeous and amazing. She's like my favourite Australian singer.
Wow. I have seen the Super Jesus.
I love her voice.
I think 8 or 9 times in my lifetime. And that's more than any other band. That's more than
I've seen them more combined than I've seen anyone else. I think I've seen them 3 times.
I mean, courtesy of a lot of big day outs and those sort of things. And also courtesy of the fact that they were touring when they just... I saw them at Parramatta PCYC one time. $5.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, man, that was the best. Mm. That was so great.
We went to Wollongong to see... Was it Wollongong? We went to see them
once? Yeah, it was the Girls Who Rock one.
That's right. So it was Susie DiMarchi and it was her and it was the Baby Animals
were the headline act. Yeah. And these guys, Super Jesus, were second.
Mm.
And we saw the Super Jesus and I said to you, do you want to go? Because we've seen the band we want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And we both went, oh, look, we've already paid. We might as well watch the Baby Animals. And
it was worth it because she came out.
They were good. They were really good.
Oy, that didn't sound good.
No, they were really good. Yes. But the funny thing about it was all the weird bikey people in leather turn up for the Baby Animals.
Yeah.
They were all looking at each other for the other two. They couldn't figure out what was going on.
Yes.
They were there for the Susie DiMarchi Baby Animals.
Yes.
It must be a biker's band. I have no idea. There was a lot of guys in leather.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that kind of guys in leather, if anyone's thinking.
Yeah, it was all about that.
There was no arseless chaps happening.
No. I mean, I'd be up for that now, but probably not the time that we went.
No. Anyway, look, I think that's 2014. That was good.
And it sounds like they had a range of different...
Yes.
Yeah, that's like 3 different things. Well, actually 4 when you think about the drumming group.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah McLeod / weird mixture of things and Train.
If Train were better that would have been good, but
it was good and then Train wrecked it all.
Oh my god,
Jesus, sister, crashed off the rails. Oh god,
it was so bad.
Yeah, let's not go talk about
it. All right, let's go to the next one.
Well, just a quick comment that 2010 saw a Black Hawk helicopter kind of hover in the middle of the stadium.
Yep.
Do some slow turns.
Was it coming after Jessica Mauboy?
I don't know. Was that the same year? That's
the same year as her lip sync.
Oh, that's a bit racist.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that.
The year they have Jessica Mauboy, they get a... Oh.
I don't... No, let's not say that.
They need to retract that. That's like blackface, but it's Black Hawk face.
I think your comment was that was dangerous.
My comment was how dangerous, like if something had gone wrong with that, like, those cheerleaders, they would have been the first to get their faces ripped off.
But, look, a Black Hawk is notoriously very safe. Very safe.
That's why they made a movie about it called Black Hawk Stays Up.
Stays Up. Yep. I remember Black Hawk Stays Up. It's great. Owen Wilson, wasn't it?
Mm. Yes. Owen Wilson.
No, that's the wrong one. It's...
The helicopter crashes and he just stands there and goes, wow.
Hey, wow. No, he's in another movie.
He's flying it. I am speed.
Seriously, he's in a movie and he's like a pilot that crashes somewhere.
Lightning McQueen, the helicopter edition. Oh my god.
It's not so stupid, guys. There is seriously, someone look it up on IMDb. I don't care what it is. He's in another one. Oh, I can't remember what it's called. Anyway.
I know, I'm just taking the piss. I'm sure that makes sense. It doesn't to me.
It makes sense to me because sure I think does. Of Owen Wilson in that movie, not as Lightning McQueen.
Now, I'm pretty sure I watched the 2019 one because it had One Republic.
Yes, they're awesome.
And they're awesome. And I've seen them live and they are amazing live. So I'm all for that. And that was a good decision. They have pump up music. Like,
yeah.
Perfect. My dog just popped up and said hello to me. pumped up music, not you music. And then 91. Oh, 91.
Oh.
So 91 had parachutists? No, not parachutists. What'd you call them that?
Yeah.
People skydivers and then...
So a skydiving guy.
Yeah, a whole bunch of them. Guy. Team. Yes. There were heaps of them.
There was.
I think I saw three or four people land in the stadium.
So this is less about what the musical act was in 91 and the other little bit. So what I found interesting
We're going for entertainment. It doesn't have to be a musical act. Yeah, I know. And it always is. And we will lead to my ideal grand final show, and it won't be all musical act.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, that's fine. But so 91, when you're talking about the parachutists, the thing that stuck out for me was... it was Channel 10 was doing the commentary that year, and so they had Graham Hughes, and Graham Hughes doesn't like dead air. So
that explains so much.
Yeah. Well,
now that I hear that, he would prefer dead parachutists.
Maybe.
So that was loud. So sorry for your ears. Should put a disclaimer at the start of this episode that my wife is extremely loud.
No, that's okay.
So they basically are talking to one of the parachutists and
he's the lead parachutist. How many times have you done parachuting?
Yeah.
He asked him that.
Oh, is the nerves. And he goes, oh, every time you get nerves, blah, 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 blah. This is, you know, you've done so many jumps, blah, 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 blah. Saying, oh, it's going to be a bit, and he's basically giving like a traffic report from the sky. It's going to be a bit tricky to get into the stadium from this angle.
Yeah, it's very windy.
Kept talking to him, and to the point where the guy was getting closer to the stadium and you could see his view. So you were watching his cam.
Yep.
And from his foot?
It's from his foot.
Oh, is that why it was? That's okay.
Weird.
And then in between the chats beforehand, you see people landing inside the stadium. And then he says something to the guy and the guy doesn't reply. And he's like, oh, well, we'll leave you to it because obviously, you know, need a lot of concentration. And I'm thinking, yeah, fucking leave the guy alone.
Before that, he asks him for a grand final prediction. As he's coming in, because Graham Hughes cannot stop, because he's obviously been told someone in the producing office has got the producing office.
Don't have dead air.
Don't have dead air.
Talk.
Like, talk something. We got this guy. You got to talk to this guy.
Yeah.
It's like I was doing an episode about the Panasonic Cup final Luke. Luke Potter.
Yeah.
Sorry, Luke. I did remember your name eventually. And
Harry's cousin, yeah.
Yeah. And we were talking, he's former NRL referee, Luke Potter.
Oh.
And we were talking about the halftime.
That's a real long title. Does he have to write that out when he does census and stuff?
I don't know. I haven't asked
former
him.
Former NRL.
I should ask him next time.
That's lengthy.
I will have him on again, so I will ask him. When we were talking about it, because we'd watched the same coverage, so they were talking about what happened in the halftime entertainment, and it was the same guy, Graham Hughes, and Graham Hughes was asking an NFL quarterback about what he thought about the game and whether he would play this game if it had happened in Australia.
Makes me think about, I think it is it Naked Gun? Where the guy is in the audience and he's interviewing people that aren't the people that they're supposed to be. Like, oh, we've got...
Oh, no, that's Major League, I think.
Major League, is it? Yeah, that's not him. What does he talk about? We're going to have to go back to him. He's an idiot. He grabs people and says it's like...
Is it that? Oh, what movie is it?
It's one of those sporting... I think it actually is My Premier Major League.
He's there and he keeps saying to him, I've got whoever it is, like, you know, and one of them was,
I can't remember the celebs.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the celebs, but one of them is like, you know, someone who...
He's quite clearly a janitor or a hot dog dispenser.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a random guy in the audience.
What is that?
He doesn't look anything like him. He has a strong Mexican accent and they think he thinks he's someone famous.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, it's got... Oh, you know what I think it might be? I think it's Ricky Bobby.
Oh, yeah, it could be. The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights.
That's what it is.
Mm.
They keep crossing to the guy, and he's like, oh, I've got whatever, you know.
Yes, you're
right. I've got, like, former NFL player, you know, some guy, and he's like some old dude who looks nothing like him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it's the most ridiculous thing. But, yeah, Graham Hughes, I always enjoyed his commentary. I really did like everything he did, but...
He's losing it. Hughesy is losing it.
Well, when he was just by himself trying to interview someone who didn't care very much...
Yes.
I swear, when he asked this skydiving guy, who's trying to concentrate on on like severe crosswinds.
And not dying.
And not dying, because he said, at one point says, I better be careful because I may end up in the car park here.
Yep.
No, Graham doesn't let him just concentrate. Graham's like, so, who do you think is going to win today?
And spoiler, this guy's, and he doesn't land in the stadium.
No, but the best thing about it is, you're thinking this guy's like, oh, yeah, we'll just give up Penrith or Canberra or whatever, you know, because the two teams playing. He gives like a full game analysis, this guy. It's quite good. He starts talking about how he thinks, you know, Cartwright's going to do this and whatever. It's not good.
Because the fucker lands on the fucking roof. He doesn't make it past the rim of the stadium. He crashes. And he crashes so bad that they lose camera.
Yes.
And it's just and breaks off. Oh, and it's like, well, that, I mean, it's funny. Don't get me wrong. Oh. But I just don't think that that was the intended purpose of the trip.
You know what?
Of all the people that they had a camera on talking to, that's the person who crashed into the roof.
I know we're going to do our you know, ultimate grand final thing. I almost kind of like the Calamity ones because I like that one.
Yeah.
I like the Optus Vision box in 95.
I don't remember that one.
Okay. So we couldn't find the video of that one, but it's a very well-known one. I think it's 95, 96.
Can we 96. Just say, can we just quickly say, while also on that 91 with the parachutist,
yes,
they had the most unlikable Elvis impersonator I've ever seen.
Yes. Sorry. That's right. The Elvis impersonator... The Elvis impersonator who sang while a video cassette.
You're inferring it was a video cassette. We only saw the side angle. It just looked like a black box with Video Easy posters.
And a Viking helmet on it.
Stuck to the fucking sides of it.
It had a Viking. He was wearing a Viking helmet with a big black box with Video Easy written all over it.
I didn't even see past that. All I just saw was a black box, black legs, and Video Easy posters stuck. Something I could have made my kids for book week, basically.
I'm sure it was supposed to be a videotape. It was like a black thing.
From the side, it did look that way, but honestly, I couldn't tell from just the side
view. If someone knows if that's a videotape, if someone's got that...
If someone's got the videotape of the videotape...
If someone's got that actual dress-up, I think that'd be a good dress-up. I don't know why Canberra fans don't dress up as videotapes with Viking helmets now.
My next Halloween costume. Done. Easy fucking peasy.
Oh, that's so pretty.
It's so easy, it's video easy. Yeah, I did that.
I know you did.
I did that. But yeah, I love the Calamities too. What were you going to say? I cut you in what year?
I was going to just talk about...
Oh, that's the Optus box.
I think it's 96. I hope it's 96. I can't remember. It's 95, 96, not 97. And they're launching the Optus Vision. So this is right in the middle of Super League War stuff. So, you know, Optus against Foxtel and whatever. So, the ARL is going to be on Optus in the next year or whatever it is. So they decide they're going to put this television. It's like a massive television thing. It's held by like suspension wires.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I'm still not sure what it was supposed to do. But at one point, like one of the wires kind of slips and it sort of half falls and then half of the side falls off it and then balloons come out. So I think it was supposed to open.
I remember that one.
Yeah, I think it was supposed to open, but I actually don't know. I'm not even sure if that's exactly what it's supposed to do, the thing that it did. But it was pretty spectacular. And that's when I think of the ultimate fuck-ups. I think of the Optus box, and I definitely think of the skydiver who hits the top of the roof.
Can I say, I can see your ultimate fuck-up and raise you another one.
Yes.
So let's go to the 1989 grand final.
Ooh.
Where they had the cast and crew of 42nd Street.
Yes. Okay.
To do their performance. It was amazing. So I saw the thumbnail on YouTube is these dudes lined up in their suits, and I just thought it looked like Jim Levenstein of American Pie at his prom, cloned and just in repeat mirrors behind him. That's the style suits they were. It was amazing. So they all walked out. They all walked down onto the field, and it appeared to have this big black thing on the ground. So it wasn't even on a stage. It was on the ground. So it looked like a tap dancing. I was like, oh, are they going to tap dance? We'll see.
I thought you meant it looked like a tap.
It didn't look like an actual tap. Like a tap. Like it looked like it was a flooring for them to do tap dancing.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, I should speak better English.
Which makes sense with 42nd Street, I suppose. That's right.
And all these women were holding these huge American coins. I'd say dimes. Let's say they're dimes for Pete's sake.
I don't know what they are.
But they were massive. They were about the size, probably twice the size of a car steering wheel. These people were holding these props. Anyway. Then they got to the position. Then there was about 20 seconds of nothing, just staring at these people standing on position. Then the music started, but then nothing happened. Then they shot one of the Jim Levenstein's faces, and he was just off to looking the side, just shaking his head like, nope, nope. He looked absolutely appalled. Then nothing happened. So the music stopped, then nothing happened. Then the commentators were explaining how hard it was to do what they are doing, even though all they're doing at this point was standing there. Then we close up on an Alf doll in the audience, in the crowd. Then we watch the girls put their prop dimes down because it's getting heavy because they're fucking standing there for no reason holding these massive dimes. Then they try again. The music starts up again. Nah, not right. Then the camera pans out to the harbour and you can see the harbour and they're talking about it's a lovely day, yada, yada, yada. And he keeps – and they were going to do the song We're in the Money. So try three. Oh, yep, we're in the money. Nope. Didn't work again. Music stopped. They ran out of time and walked off the field.
So there was no performance at all.
No performance. They walked out there just to stand there to hold their money, then put the money down because it was too heavy. Then walked off.
It was
incredible. Absolutely incredible.
That is incredible.
They didn't allow much time for the halftime show back then.
No, like,
that's
they don't.
Really, that well, wasn't.
Halftimes used to be 10 minutes long.
Really?
Yeah. It's,
I was going to say, it did take about 10 minutes to do fuck all.
It used to be about 10 minutes. I think in an NRL game now they give 15 minutes, maybe. Maybe a bit more.
No,
I don't know,
because
20.
they did almost the, mini sets, these people.
No, but the grand final's got a big long halftime. Like that's the NFL influence again. Like doing like a full halftime show. Like I said, they never used to have much of a halftime show.
I think half
show.
An hour is reasonable.
Yeah.
It lets people line
that's
up to get
drinks or get
food.
It's not reasonable for the poor guys sitting in the dressing rooms, waiting, you know, all nervous, waiting to go up for the second half. They have to wait half
How
an
long
hour.
Do they normally have a half time
at the footy?
I reckon it's 10, normal.
15 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I never thought of the players. Why are we thinking of the players?
Who cares?
Who cares?
It's not like they're important.
It's a show.
I mean, it's not like the 1989 grand final was much of anything anyway.
Oh,
we all know that's the greatest grand final of all time. Don't worry. We all know that. I said to Lisa when we were talking about it, I said, because you realise that one of the worst things ever at a halftime show happened in one of the best grand finals I've ever seen. But,
well, it's no 95.
95?
95 with Jimmy Barnes.
Jimmy Barnes?
Jimmy Barnes singing Simply the Best.
Yeah, so...
because it was the last Winfield Cup.
I do a great Simply the Best Jimmy Barnes version, don't I?
I do, and I have footage of that, so if you wanted to upload it onto your hypothetical RL YouTube.
No? I don't have a YouTube.
Twitter.
Yes, I've got Twitter.
Put it on your Twitter.
I could put it on the Twitter. You know what?
That sounds sexual.
We went to a friend's 40th birthday, and she had a karaoke machine. And
went
we'd
off.
Well, I'd just been doing a lot of the... for the series that we've just done, which by the time this comes out, it'll just been done, but this is recorded before. Okay, it's all Inception and shit, you know what I mean?
Everyone knows they do their fucking podcast before they air
it. I'm doing this weeks and weeks before it comes out because we just wanted to have a chat. And I was doing the intro, and the intro's got, like, I think it's like a Thursday or Friday night football that after Simply the Best had been the anthem for rugby league for a year or two, they decided to send Jimmy Barnes and Diesel.
Jimmy Barnes.
Over to America to record another version with Tina Turner, like a duet kind of version.
Yeah.
And
Jimmy Barnes and duets just don't go together.
I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, Tina Turner and Jimmy Barnes is probably the best duet you're going to get for him. It's probably the only duet he probably could do well because, I mean, you
it's
know.
It's a screaming sort of song.
Kind of, yeah, it sort of works. So we were there and I said to you, you be the Tina Turner and I'll be the Jimmy Barnes.
Yep.
And I've got to say, I think I nailed it.
You kept taking over my fucking bits.
I did.
You did. You started getting a bit crazy and I'm just like, fucking back off, it's my part.
Yeah, well,
fucking
I couldn't
Jimmy
help it.
Barnes.
But halfway through the song, I yelled out, "Come on, Diesel, start singing."
He ran out of fuel.
I mean, it was right on the tip of his tongue.
Yeah.
But he just couldn't, you know. He was coming through 15 feet of snow.
I need a sound effect for eye rolling.
I realised I know a lot of Mark Lazotte songs.
You do.
Good
that's
old
about
Mark
it.
Lazotte. That's about it, actually.
Yeah,
I know two songs.
That's about it.
I know 15 feet, right on the tip of the tongue, and 15 feet of snow.
So that was 95.
Yeah, anyway, let's move on.
93 was funny because they actually had Tina Turner on to sing.
They did.
That song. It was awesome. It was a tiny little hexagonal or octagonal cage. It wasn't a cage. It was a cage match. Ding, ding. It was a little stage. She was the only true performer that she is. She was the only person out there, and she was amazing. She used the stage. She did these little twirls and kept from wrapping the microphone cord around her legs. Like, it was actually, she was quite skilled, all wearing high heels, mind you. Then this weird saxophone guy in leather wearing like a leather G-string on top of jeans. It was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever fucking seen. Comes out to do the saxophone track. The dickhead pulls the saxophone out of his mouth too soon, so you can obviously see that he's sinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make it believable. Hold on to it for as long as you can. He pulls it away while the saxophone is doing the.
Yeah. So I don't want to say anything about Tina Turner, but I don't believe that she was singing.
She may not have been, but she was performing. It made me believe it. And can I say that people were singing along with her, and you could literally hear them all singing. Other performances I've seen where someone will go, now it's your turn. And then you do it. And you can't hear anybody singing. No one else is singing from the bleachers.
My ultimate thing is I want one day to perform. I want one day to be a performance, and I want to get up with the first song, and I want to start the music, and then I want to not sing anything at all. Just stay on the microphone. Oh. Now you guys sing.
Oh, I just had another great idea.
Yes.
All right, I'm holding that. I'm going to hold
okay,
that.
Okay, you're going to hold that one back.
I might write it down.
Okay,
write
it down.
Because I'm 40 and my memory is pretty shit.
Okay. This is 40.
This is 40.
So what should we go into next?
We could touch on Ricky. I did touch on Ricky Martin, didn't I?
Yeah, we did a bit of Ricky touching.
It was good. There were humongous team flags blowing from like these huge wind machines behind the stage. It was really cool. And it was like a technology rave with Brazilian marching band. And I have to say, I had to laugh when they used the World Cup song.
The soccer World Cup song.
Yeah, ole, yeah. Ole, ole. Cup of Life, that's the one.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny using it for an NRL.
You rugby league, unless you get the Challenge Cup. It's the only cup I know of.
When it was the Winfield Cup.
That's true. You know, the Winfield Cup trophy has no bottom. There's no base to it.
So it's hollow, like it's see-through. It's
the wooden bit at the bottom is just a
shell.
A shell. Why? It doesn't have a base. I don't know.
Out of money.
I've tried to figure. I think a few people tried to figure out why. Why wouldn't you just put a base on the thing? But it doesn't have a base.
Mm-mm.
So it's like an upside down casket.
Base. It's all about that base. No treble. Yeah. Just that base.
Yeah. Well, it's too much trouble to put it in, obviously.
I don't know. I'm dumbfounded as to why they couldn't put a base on it. Yes.
Look, of all the trophies, it's the best one I think we've ever had.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have a base to it.
No.
And I mean, my team lifted it 3 times, so I'm very happy with that.
Mm.
I don't know what their 981 trophy was like, but it wasn't the Winfield Cup, so I don't know what it was.
Mm.
It's probably the the smoking cup or something. I don't know.
It was the Lisa Was Born Cup.
That's right. That's very true. 40 years.
81. Anyway, sorry. It's a good year. 2020 sucked for many reasons other than COVID. Yep. Amy Shark.
I didn't mind Amy Shark. I didn't mind her.
No.
But I did.
I like her. I don't think it's inappropriate for a grand final.
Well.
It was too lovey-dovey.
Yes. I did have trouble with that.
So her performance started in the tunnel. There was fireworks and fog that obscured her view constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was so much fog or smoke machine, and the fireworks lit up the fog. So it was like flashes of light. Honestly, if I was epileptic, I probably would have had a seizure. I couldn't see for most of it. And it was just too romantic. Like, it wasn't the pump-up music that you're used to.
Yes, it's not pump-up.
Like, I mean, granted, she was singing Everybody Rise, but she was also singing Everybody Cries.
Yes.
I mean, unless she was directing that to the Parramatta fans. I don't know. But yeah,
I might have hit stop here, guys.
But yeah, for Amy Shark, I'm sorry, but her performance bites.
Can I just say the worst part for me about Amy Shark,
the drum
was when the crossover
that was weird.
To the pre-recorded drumming.
Yeah,
we all know it's pre-recorded, guys.
Yeah, it was quite obvious it was pre-recorded. And I don't understand what the purpose was that. I think it was like to include a bit of a zoom because of COVID. You know, or we've all been touched by Zoom. Yeah, we all fucking had to do a Zoom meeting once or twice last year. We all know that you turn on that fucking screen and you look at yourself in the camera and it's not a good look. You're never as good as you think you look. I don't know why they had to do a filming of a random guy. Like, I can't even... He looked familiar. Do you know who he was from?
From what, a the punk drummer? Band.
Yeah. What was he from?
That's Travis Barker from...
Blink 182?
Yes.
Is that Blink 182?
Yeah.
I thought he was familiar, but I couldn't quite pick it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I look at lead singers.
You wrote it down.
I wrote his name, but I don't know where he comes from.
You wrote his name Travis Barker. I'm like, yeah. You know who he is.
No, I know who he is.
He's the drummer from Blink 182.
Who he is and who he is, it's two different things. You get that, right? Come yeah, on, I know. You can speak wife.
He's the third most talented member of Blink 182.
Yep. Fourth, you including the other guy's penis in that running scene. He's third. Anyway, and yeah, she did a lot of that talk singing.
Oh God,
where it's talking, and I don't think that's singing. So
no, that's
that,
a more
that
thing.
made me switch off. That made me switch off.
I mean, every time I hear her name, it makes me think of this stupid joke that some presenter on Triple J told one time, where instead of saying Amy Shark, she makes it sound like someone saying Amy Shark.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's terrible. But it's stuck in my head. I don't even know what the joke was. But I remember the punchline and I remember how bad it was. It was dad joke bad.
Dad bad.
It was dad bad.
It was dad bad.
But now every time I hear her name, I mean, she's a notorious Gold Coast Titans fan, so she won't ever need to worry about grand finals.
You mean she's not a Sharky fan?
I know. Amy Shark and she goes to the Titans.
Wait till I tell Kerry from Cronulla.
Oh, not Kerry from Cronulla.
She's going to get angry because I called her Kelly. She hates
Kelly
that
from
name.
Cronulla.
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 Cronulla. Hey, Cronulla.
2017 had Macklemore.
Yes.
Which I believe was pretty much only because that was the year that we had to plebiscite for gay marriage or same-sex marriage.
Was that the one? I think that might have been. I can't remember if that was the one that had Sam Thaiday trying to justify before they sent him on, or whether that was One Republic. It was one of them. And he was there, and you know how they kind of. I mean, instead of just letting the artist actually come out, they had, like, Sam Thaiday...
Oh, that's right, he introduced
on the side, introducing him, and it was like he was listing all their achievements like he didn't believe them himself. But I can't remember if that was Macklemore or One Republic.
I think that might have been... Yeah, it would have been one or the other of them.
I think it was One Republic, actually.
I'd like to think it's Macklemore, because Macklemore was not really the NRL demographic.
Oh, no, definitely not. Whereas, there was outcry that he was doing
it. And I got upset, because One Republic... That's all right, because I was One Republic, because I was like, who fucking doesn't know who One Republic is?
Yeah, I know, it's like they had to introduce them. It was like, come on, guys, if you're going to book it for the grand final, just let them be on the grand final.
I think it's a very AFL thing, because one of the AFL grand finals that I watched accidentally was...
just the entertainment, though, not the actual grand final.
Just the entertainment, not the grand final, no. And it was only until they panned to the audience members that I saw the colours and went, that's not NRL.
It would have been panned to the audience who saw Victorians. She's looking at me strangely. She knows some Victorians.
I know. My company has an office in Victoria.
I know.
And they're nice people. And one of my friends who now lives in Sydney is a Victorian.
But he lives in Sydney now, so he's okay.
But he's still a Victorian. Oh. And I like him.
But it's okay. He's find him an NRL team. Don't worry.
I'm sure he's got one.
He looks like a Roosters fan. He really does. You know, I mean, you guys out there, you know what Roosters fans look like. That's what he looks like.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
You don't know what that means?
I don't know what that means. Can you pause it for a second?
Why?
Because I need to go do something.
Ah.
Pause, not stop. Okay. So, yeah, can't remember what we're talking about now.
He looks like a Roosters guy.
So you know what a Roosters person looks like. But he's... No, I don't see...
Oh. He looks like a rooster. He looks like an English television reporter.
Well, that's because it's because he does the professor, whatever his name is. Oh, I can't remember the name of the character he plays in his.
He really does. I'm sorry, but I would not be surprised to see him reporting on Hull KR versus Widnes.
Yeah, actually, he probably could. He could do that very well.
Which we also watched accidentally.
That was actually really good.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was slow-mo. Anyway,
yeah, some good stuff. Next grand final.
I'll just quickly touch on 2005. It was the Veronicas.
Oh.
They are fucking horrible live. I'm sure they probably have some redeeming qualities. One is called Lisa, so I can't completely hate it. But I have to say that our Optus Fetch TV box decided to pass out and had to reset itself because they were so shit. So I had to start from scratch because it just shut down. It's just like, nah, cannot deal
with
this.
Was it feeling untouched?
I don't think that was the song they were singing. Oh,
damn it.
But yeah.
I don't know. That's the only song of theirs I know. I know two Diesel songs and one Veronica song.
Come on, baby, when I'm gonna live forever. Let me show you all the things that we could do.
Oh, yes.
That one.
I get it now.
With you.
Yeah. I don't know what it's called. Look, I don't care about the Veronicas enough to actually not like them. I really don't. Just don't care.
I don't know. It's just, I don't care either, but it really annoyed me.
It feels like that they're like Good Charlotte, but the female version. Don't you reckon?
No.
Don't you think they're like Good Charlotte, the female version?
Because I was going to finish up on the fact that 2012 had Good Charlotte and it was the best one ever.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's the opposites. They're opposite.
No. You're saying like.
Oh.
Not the reverse. You're saying reversed. They are the like, they are like.
No, I just think that they're two sisters and they're two brothers. You need to
learn the language that you use when you compare things.
Okay.
Like means like something.
I don't like that. Okay. So, I feel like Good Charlotte has a similarity. No, but there's a similarity. It's like they're the girl pop version of the boy punk version. Don't you think?
That's probably what they're trying to be.
Yeah, like they're trying to be a bit punky, but they're not quite. They're more Brewster. but
they're trying to be Kylie and Danny.
Yes, I think that's more. If they liked
each other.
Yeah, but
if they were twins. If they were twins.
I'm sure the Miniguis love it. How funny was that on that thing with it? So going back to our talk about the jukebox at the 40th party,
yep.
Someone obviously had input, like typed it in themselves.
Minog.
So instead of Minogue, it was Minug.
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 It's pretty good.
Yes.
Anyway, Good Charlotte, 2012.
Yep.
That.
Yes, I was going to finish on that one, but I thought they were really good. So I assumed that the grand final was the Doggies against the Rabbitohs, but then I realised it was the Doggies versus Storm.
Yes, it was.
And I thought, oh, so one of the Madden brothers is just wearing a Rabbitohs jersey because he likes the Rabbitohs.
Well, see, the Rabbitohs have got this thing.
They're breaking into America because of Russell Crowe. Is that why?
That's the Russell Crowe. It's the Russell Crowe influence. See?
Yes, yeah.
See, Russell Crowe, he bought the club and then he, you know, using his Hollywood power, sort of just kept. I mean, Snoop Dogg wears a Rabbitohs cap sometimes.
Yeah.
So, you know, like he basically just was like the merch man.
Yeah.
Just went around and gave everyone Rabbitohs stuff and said, hey, be Rabbitohs fans.
Yeah.
Because if you're a really good club like Parramatta, you don't need to do that. You don't need celebrity fans. See, it's only the really needy clubs that need celebrity fans.
I see Parramatta lure their people in by disappointment.
Well, we're the probably the largest fan base there is. So, because we're just the best. And only the best people love us.
I thought it was quite strange, though, that they had kids dressed, doing choreographed dancing on the field dressed in 80s fashion.
Yeah.
Though they still sounded amazing live. I thought that was really good. They had massive, like, flamethrowers coming from, coming from the back of the, from the stage. It looked like they had a lineup of people who had bad curries the night before bent over. It was coloured flame. It was magnificent. There was green flame, orange flame, yellow flame. It was like a chemistry show. It was really
good. Sounds
pretty
good.
It was very physics worthy. You know about
chemistry
shows. I do. Yes, I work for a science education company.
You do.
And it was magnificent.
With Professor Plum, apparently.
No. Oh, it's going to kill me that I can't remember his name.
Yeah. Professor Chaos?
No. I'll think of it.
It's something like that.
Yes. It's alliteration.
Yeah.
He does murder mysteries and his character is
Professor that guy. Plum.
Yeah, I'm just going to say Professor Plum because that's the only thing that pops into my head.
He did it with a candlestick.
And there's a murder.
A murder.
But so that was, I really enjoyed that halftime show. I thought they were quite good. They're very good live. I like them.
They are good. You were going to finish with that, but I've cut in and made you say about them first.
That's all right. We can finish with an Australian legend. We can finish with 2015 with Cold Chisel Kasan.
Well, okay. Was it Cold Chisel or was it Jimmy? It was Cold Chisel,
it
was it?
It was Jimmy, but the other people looked like they were from Cold Chisel, with the exception of the other guitarist who...
Ian Moss. Ian Moss wasn't there? Ian Moss was there.
Was there.
Okay.
The Tucker's Daughter guy.
Yeah, the Tucker's Daughter was a memory.
Yeah.
She's going to build him up.
Because he sings a song too. They do two Cold Chisel songs.
Cold Chisel.
Cold Chisels. Kasani, Kasani.
You're going to get thrown out of the country with Cold Chisels. Kasani. Sorry.
Oh, who was it? My manager made a comment the other day that anyone that likes Ford over Holden is un-Australian and should be kicked out of the country fucking pronto. And I'm doing my work at my desk, and then all of a sudden, in the corner of my eye, like I'm hearing everything she's saying because she's being a stirrer.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I just see in the corner of my eye, her monitor's there, and I just see this. Her
head tilts over.
Goes to the side.
We're not a visual medium.
I heard you, fucker. I said, I don't like cricket either. So you kick me out.
Yep.
Go and fucking try it.
You don't like cricket. You barely will watch football. You actually won't really watch football.
The only time I've watched a game of cricket is when I was quite fortunate. I got to see someone get smashed in the nuts and then watch them proceed to do 10 minutes of film footage while they're checking their genitals, like full on opening up their drawer to check his junk out to make sure it was still there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got to check it
and
out.
And, like, gave him a good fiddle. Like, he was sorting his paperwork or something. He was right in there. His
paperwork.
He was. He was, like, counting his balls and then double counting them to make sure everything was accounted for, A, B, and C.
That's fair enough.
See his dick. Yeah, his cock. I said see his dick. Fucking his dick. Hell.
You got some problems.
I have a lot of problems.
So...
I'm looking at one.
Stop looking in the mirror. So,
Nice.
That's pretty good.
That's nice.
So, yeah, I think that, I don't know, I think Cold Chisel kind of falls into the category of yeah, Aussie male, want to see Cold Chisel. They want Cold Chisel every year.
Yep.
They really do.
It's like Grand Final Day being sponsored by Triple M.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly.
There was a mosh pit of Gronks on the field.
Oh, of course there was.
And really, the way, it's funny because I mean, I didn't watch every single Grand Final show, but the way the stage was positioned, there was an end tunnel at the end of the field. It was just positioned to one side. So really, only like a third of the field could get a good view of them,
mm-hmm.
which was very, very strange. It was positioned in a way that made me think, why did they do that?
I don't think they care. I think they want it for the TV. They don't care about the people on the ground.
Because
the people on the ground probably don't get a very good view of it anyway. Look, I mean, suppose they're looking at the cameras,
really, aren't they?
Yeah, you're
looking at the big screen. Sorry, not the cameras, but yeah.
Well, I mean, that's right. It's you don't get a very good view anyway if you're in a big body stadium and trying to watch a rock band.
Nowadays, the grand final has that wonderful camera that has the wires that
the spider cam.
Is that what it's called? Spider cam. Spider cam. That's fucking amazing. The quality of that camera too is really cool.
I think I'm the only person
that doesn't like it.
That doesn't like spider cam.
I think it's really good quality.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm sure it's really good quality.
As a player, that would shit me to tears. I'd be thinking there's a bat coming to attack me.
I don't know what it is, but...
like a bat out of hell.
Don't bring him back.
Comes out of retirement.
Don't bring him back, please. So, I don't know what it is about... I think maybe the way I grew up watching it is that I want to see the camera from halfway, side on. That's what I want to see. I don't care about... when I'm end on, I don't like it. I know people are like, oh, this is really cool because you can see. No, I want it side on because I don't understand what's happening if I'm not side on. So when I go to a football ground, I sit on the side. If I sit behind the goalpost, I think that's a shit view. I don't want to see the backs of people.
It's just your OCD, honey.
I know. I can't.
I'm glad you don't have that with lovemaking.
Well, I mean, I will go side on with you as well, but.
Although I draw the line at spider cam.
But wait, I'm like a spider cam. My name was Cam, that'd be really good. So anyway, let's bring it back to what we're talking about rather than side-ons.
Yes.
And
we didn't mention I Love My Body because we've already spoken about
My God, I Love My Body. We're going to have to mention it because everyone's going to be sitting there waiting. Going, you dies.
You dies.
You dies. You guys did not mention
The idle man.
The best thing that ever happened.
Oh my god, I just realised he sat there idle for ages.
He was Billy Idol. It's the first time he spelled his name a different way.
Billy Drive.
Billy Drive.
Billy Go.
I mean, Shannon Knoll probably did one once. I'm sure Shannon Knoll was probably one of the things.
That's his stripper name.
I only wish that if Shannon Knoll had ever...
Billy Drive.
I'm pretty sure he's been in a grand final. I just wish that they would have not given him power. Because I don't want to hear him. But then you could still hear... Funny thing was, you could still hear Billy Idol, but you couldn't hear anyone else. Like, yeah. The music. So he could have just sang a cappella.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Could you imagine if he did that?
Oh, he could have done it.
I reckon they should have thrown on their feet, found a few guys that could do a bit of beatboxing, but...
He did acoustic with Adam Sandler in The Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just do acoustic? All I want to do...
Put a guitar in front of...
...is play footy with you.
You could have, really.
I want to tackle you.
Why don't we get Adam Sandler as the halftime entertainment once? To sing songs.
That would be cool.
That'd be crazy.
I'd watch that.
I think, yeah. As long as he doesn't play stupid characters like the Jack and Jill one or any of that other shit. Like...
Welcome to Grand Final Day, $1.25.
Yes, maybe not that one.
Sorry, I just lost it.
It's all right.
He comes out of the stage. Hey, you got a cat? Because I feel something licking me.
Rob Schneider's
always there.
Oh, I suppose. That's true.
And the fat guy, Paul Blart.
Yes, more
he's
cop.
He's there too, more cop.
Yes, Kevin James.
Yep.
I actually know his name.
Yep.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah. No, I think everybody knows Kevin James' name.
I don't think even Kevin James knows his own name.
Oh.
I think he just calls himself Paul Blart.
He just blarted more himself. Cop. No. But that, you know, so now we should lead into what we want from a grand final.
We should. Mm. We should definitely do that. I think we have enough power.
Mm-hmm.
So if power is not a problem.
Mm.
Now, do you want to tell me what you think would be a good grand final?
I think it doesn't have to be just a music act.
Okay. Yeah, no, I understand.
I'd like something that varies. So along those lines, I would like... Actually, at the start, I think we should have someone comical. So someone stand-up.
A stand-up performance. That's different. That's
very
different.
Wouldn't that be funny, though?
As long as it's not Craig McLaughlin.
He likes to do all his stuff off stage. I hear. That's where he does his best work.
Sorry.
Allegedly.
Thank you.
I was getting there.
He does like to sue Mr. McLaughlin.
Allegedly.
No,
does
I was
work
more.
Off stage.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about his famous footy show performance. Have you ever seen that?
Probably blanked it from memory.
Oh my god. Okay, so.
Hey, Mona.
No, he didn't do that.
No.
So Craig McLaughlin, I think it might have been 90s, decided that he wanted to be a stand-up comedian. And so he came on the footy show, as you know, many stand-up comedians have been on the footy show before.
He stopped taking his meds, didn't he?
Well, look, he tells... I can't remember what he does. I can't remember exactly the joke he tells. But he tells a extremely racist joke.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Something very,
Asian
very bad.
Asian-orientated, I
can't remember what it was. It was something very racist.
Mm.
And the funny thing about it is that he... I think he doubles down on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he just sort of retracts. I think he doubles down.
Yep.
And of
he
course,
thinks it's funny as fuck. Yeah,
the crowd turns very quickly.
Yep.
I always love the crowd turning moments. They're always good. And yeah, basically they have him on, and then I'm pretty sure afterwards it might be Fatty, might be one of the other ones. He says, "Sorry guys, that he'll never be allowed back on this show again." Basically. Because it's very, very bad.
I'm going to have to revisit that later.
I mean, he probably head wobbles as he says that. Good old Fatty. but we'll have to look that one up. But
yeah.
Maybe not Craig McLaughlin.
No, definitely not. I was thinking something by the Umbies.
Okay, yes.
Could
you imagine them doing a reenactment of classic grand finals?
Absolutely.
Oh my God, that'd be so good.
No, actually, they do reenactment of grand final halftime shows. That'd be fucking some Inception thing there.
That'd be good.
Just even if it was just a comedian doing stand-up, honestly, I think that would translate well. It would get everybody in a good mood. Huh?
The fat pizza guy?
No. No.
He used to do...
Unless Canterbury get in the grand final, sure.
Well, he used to do stuff at Parramatta Stadium. Him and one of the other guys from Fat
Pizza.
Yes,
I know that. Yeah,
the Sweet Caroline guys.
Yeah. You'd have more laughs getting those two guys from Have You Been Paying Attention that go fishing of a nighttime. That's the Victorian version. I don't know. Ahmed and...
Yes.
Ali. I don't know.
No, it's Ahmed. It's definitely Ahmed and
Ahmed
something.
Ahmed and Emad. I don't know.
I can't remember his name.
I don't know the
apologies to him. He's not listening to this podcast ever.
But... Oh, probably not. But if he is, sorry.
But Stan. Yeah. Sam. Sam and Ahmed.
Oh, okay. Good.
Sam it is. Well, so what they're always called Sam.
Armoured vehicle. Yeah. Yeah. But I think a comedy act would be really good, even if it's just at the start, to get people's attentions, to get people going, sort of stuff, that sort of thing. National anthem needs to be sung by somebody.
Well, look, the national anthem is a little bit...
My dream one would be John Farnham.
Yeah, look.
Maybe a bit of Tina Arena.
They do sing the national anthem. I know they do sing it.
Mm.
It's just, you know what?
What? You don't like it?
No, I am all for national anthem. Mm. I just know that there's a lot of lefties who don't like it.
Oh, okay.
And.
But it's part of it.
I know. Okay, national anthem. Anyway.
Yeah.
I think Julie Anthony.
Oh, if they want to skip it out, they want to. What the fuck?
Julie Anthony with her perm singing the national anthem. Go back to the 80s. And I want the Divinals, although they can't have there anymore.
Oh, that would be good.
Not new, but she'd be good.
Actually, Sarah McLeod.
There you go.
Sarah McLeod singing the Australian anthem.
Are you sure you want this, or you just want her to turn up at your house?
She can do both.
Okay, good.
And she can sing my song for me.
Yes.
Yep.
Which they refused to sing that time.
Oh, don't even get started. That's a different.
She actually looked at us and said, "As we said, she's like, no."
Yep. Sing now and then. I can't.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you can. I'll show you the words. I'll tell you the words.
We'll sing it for you.
Yeah, you play the song, I'll sing it. Anyway, that's a different story for another time.
I tried to learn that on the guitar so I could sing it for you, and I wasn't very good, so I stopped.
Or even that. Like, that, I mean, I can't think of a perfect band to do, like, the actual halftime, but...
It's not Barnsley, Farnsley and Diesel,
no, but I had an excellent idea. I don't know if anyone else is aware of pub choir. So pub choir is the things where you go around and it's to get people singing in a communal sort of space. And what they do is throughout the night, they teach you harmonies to sing to a certain song. And they'll split the room up between low voices and high voices. And we sing this part. And then all of a sudden, say, for example, I did pub choir a couple of years back pre-COVID. And we did Lee.
You're broken.
Lee
Kernaghan?
Lee, not Lee Kernan. That's the way I like it.
Oh, Benley.
Benley, thank you. Benley.
Lee. I thought you were just going to keep saying Lee at me constantly.
Everyone thought that the record player had skipped.
It's like, what are you doing?
We did a Benley song, which was That's the Way I Like It. And then all of a sudden, Benley came out and we sung the song with him. It was fucking epic. And then recently on the TV, there was Australia's biggest sing-along, which was Pub Choir.
Which you were on.
Which I was on TV quite a bit. I'm the lady with the red hair and the busy working mum t-shirt, in case you want to watch it. It is available on SBS On Demand.
It may not be by the time we put
this
out. No,
it still is. It still is. I'm sure it will be. It'll probably be on there till 2024 because I'm so gorgeous. Oh, yes. We learnt, it was the first televised pub choir, and we learnt Throw Your Arms Around Me by Hunters and Collectors, and then the dude from Hunters and Collectors, can't remember his name, Mark Seymour, there we go, I'm getting there, Mark Seymour, I've lost a lot of blood today, all right, give me a break, I had a blood test and I'm not well, he came out and we sang it with him, so we have segments where you learn the bits and go through them and then you learn it together. I think that in a stadium setting would be amazeballs.
It would be.
It would be amazeballs. If not, then they should get M. Russiano to do a song.
Can I say...
Well, she'd do the national anthem amazing too.
She would?
Yes.
Can I say...
Yeah.
Just to bring it back to make everyone who loves rugby league and rugby league entertainment, I believe...
Have I ruined it, have I?
No.
Have
you haven't ruined
too far
it.
Far off track.
No. I'm going to take your pub choir thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to suggest a song.
Oh, okay. Oh, so a song for pub choir, yep.
I'm going to suggest that we get Tina.
Oh, yes.
We get Jimmy.
Oh, yes.
And they do Simply the Best.
Oh, yes. Now, everyone knows the words to that.
Everyone knows the words.
Absolutely.
To Simply the Best. If they...
Call me, need me.
Yes. Oh, yes. That would go off. That would absolutely go off.
Oh, yes.
Everyone in rugby league loves that song. Yes. I don't think I've ever met a person
Who Loves Rebellion doesn't like Simply the Best, doesn't think that's the best thing that they ever did. I mean, it's no Cliff Richard, but it's definitely good. But yeah, I just think if you're going to do a pub choir, you've got to go something like that.
Yes. Yes.
I thought you were going to be a little bit different. I thought you were going to say musical artist something like 21 Pilots or Imagine Dragons or something like that.
They would be good.
Yes.
They would I thought you were going to do that. But mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, let's still live in the land of COVID.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I suppose I'm thinking probably have Tina then.
Probably have to have Barnsley.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, I mean, this is my dream grand final entertainment. So you probably could have. I do love 21 Pilots, but I think their songs probably aren't the demographic for football.
No. That's why I'm thinking you go with
Imagine Dragons does have a good pump up song.
Yes, they do.
They do have a fair few pump up songs.
They could definitely do
that.
That
would be very good too. But you need someone. I mean, I know Imagine Dragons is pretty well known. I don't know if. But I'm not your typical NRL fan.
No, that's true.
I don't.
I'm just trying to think of. See, the thing is that as they go along, they're trying to appeal to the younger demographic. And I think that's why that was the Amy Shark thing as well. Mm. Trying to get a few of the younger people into it.
I'm surprised I didn't get Dance Monkey Girl out.
Oh, God, no.
But I think she's in America anyway.
Yeah, but also, even if she was down the street, they should not have her on. So, I don't know. I think they just were going for that different demographic. I reckon that you might end up with, and I'm not saying that they should do this, is not an awesome one or whatever, but I reckon in some time in the next couple of years, if her career keeps going the way it is, I reckon they will have that G Flip girl, the one that plays the drums, who was at, what do you call it? The Mardi Gras?
Yes.
I reckon they'll have her on.
Mm.
Because I think that's the way they're going with them.
Yeah.
Is they're trying to get the demographic. Yes,
Triple J. They're going from Triple M to Triple J.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah, they're trying to.
Yeah.
And then I think there'll be a massive overreaction the other way and we will get, you know, Barnsley, Farnsley and Diesel or something else like that. Who knows what it'll be. Mm. I reckon
combine the old and the new.
Yeah, I kind of like the stunty kind of things. I want a mascots race.
Oh, yes. Yes. You've got to have a mascots race.
I want a mascots
Absolutely.
Race. I definitely want a mascots race. But I don't want just a plain race. I want like a mascot skills race.
Yep.
I don't want them just running 100 metres.
No,
that's
I want
fun.
It like it's a knockout.
Oh, yes.
They've got to go up ramps, down ramps, seesaws. They've got to go up and down a seesaw. Yes. They've got to walk through tyres. They've got to go across monkey bars if possible.
So this is where the NRL misses out on because the
American football, they do that fun with their mascots, don't they?
Yeah, no, I'm not so much that, but the American football have got this, what's it called? It's like the combine kind of thing that they've got, and it's not combine. It's like a skills challenge.
Okay.
You know, they get the players and they're doing like the skills challenge. I want the mascots doing skills challenge. That's what I want.
That would be awesome.
It would be.
Mm.
Be cool.
Eric. Eric the Eel has to wear his tail.
Sparky. I think there was an Eric the Eel at one point.
Yeah, I thought it was Eric the Eel too.
Nah, I think the NRL did these ones where they made these new mascots for every team.
Right.
And they made Eric the Eel. Mm. But Eric the Eel looked like he was like straight lines. He looked like the letter Z or something.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Although I have to say, he looks menacing though.
Yeah. I like Sparky and Sparkles.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know who you'd have as a music act. I mean, I have unusual taste in music that no one else likes. So if I chose a band I liked, I don't think anyone would like to listen to that. So, but I don't mind. I don't care. Really, halftime entertainment, as long as it's memorable. Because some of them are just a bit blurt nowadays.
So that's why I want something that's entertaining,
lighthearted,
not boring. I mean, music is great, but you need to feel connected to the music.
I want someone juggling footballs.
See, that would be good.
I want something different.
And
skydiving.
The Umbies are doing a show at the moment that revolves. It involves a massive screen.
Yes.
Like, we didn't get to see it thanks to fucking COVID, but they were booked last year. It was going to be in a cinema. So they were going to use the big screen behind them. And I don't know if anyone's ever seen the Umbilical Brothers before, but they're fucking so brilliant. So I think that would translate to a big field TV screen very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And why are people of the arts really have been fucked over with COVID.
You know,
they
should be great.
Be used.
Because the grass is green. If they laid down
and, use
and
it
the
as a
camera
green screen.
Spider cam was pointing down at them, and they did a whole scene.
They probably could
that way.
They probably could and would. Absolutely.
Oh my god, I'd love to see that.
I would love to see that.
That'd be hilarious.
And I'd love to cut. That's another thing. I'd like them to have multiple people. I'd like them to cut to them.
Like a telethon.
Throughout the game.
Throughout the game.
Yeah, we're gonna cut to Dave. Dave and Shane on the sidelines. Dave and Shane, what can you see? And then, you know, Dave will be holding this flesh-coloured football, but it's only Shane's head. Like, that'd be fucking funny.
Yes, it would be.
It'd be awesome. That would make the football entertaining for me. Why are you looking up in the corner of the room? What? You don't believe that would be good?
I think just the football's the entertaining thing.
Can't have them picture in picture in the corner for people
oh,
like
God,
me.
Oh, God, no, I hate picture in picture.
No.
Please, for fuck's
but
sake.
But the funny stuff, the extra things would be
small
the small
pictures.
Picture.
Yeah, please.
Yes,
please,
yeah,
please,
yeah, no.
Please.
The main gameplay stays on the big
screen. You know how badly
screen.
I hate that when they
oh,
do it.
Oh, I know
the other
that you
around.
Do, and I do too, because I think it's stupid.
I can't see what's happening
if
in the actual game I'm watching.
If you want to watch a replay of something that's happened, you look at the little screen. Yes. You don't make the action that's happening right now, you don't push that to the little screen.
Yes, thank
that's
you.
That's ridiculous.
That's so stupid when
no,
they do
no.
that.
But
really
I would love
that.
To see in the corner of the screen, Shane and Dave and Shane do antics with the people in the field, with the people in the stands. It'd be fucking hilarious. Doing shit with the mascots. Oh my God. Sorry, I'm so excited by that.
I think there could be some interesting things they could definitely do.
It'd be great. We have to tag the NRL for this episode in your Pathetic NRL Twitter account. They need to change it up.
Yeah.
They need to. They need to support the other arts. Like, I know they have a music act, but they need to do more.
They could get Ando, noted
rugby
league, to do one of his paintings of the game as it's happening. No, he does people.
No, of one of the commentators.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Depends on which commentary team it is. Yeah. It's Channel 9 because it's grand
Maybe
final.
Maybe he could do a portrait of Wicked Cheese. Did I do it right?
No. No, you said it wrong again.
Gnarly cheese.
No.
Wicked. No.
No.
Gnarly. Hectic.
Hectic
cheese.
I told Lisa today about the Andrew Johns nickname for Brandon Smith.
Because it had Brandon...
Brandon
in commas, cheese Smith. And I went, why the fuck does this guy have a middle name nickname of cheese?
Yep. And I said, it's all thanks to Andrew Johns.
That guy's a dick.
He decided that he looks like hectic cheese. I don't know what hectic cheese looks like, but apparently it looks like that.
I don't know.
So, yeah, I mean, Lisa was he on drugs at the time?
Yes, Andrew Johns, not the cheese guy.
No. Well, I don't know if he's on drugs.
We had a friend at school whose last name was Cheeseman.
Yes.
So that makes sense to be called cheese.
Yeah, it would make a lot more sense.
Not someone who apparently looks like hectic cheese.
I have no idea what that means.
I'm going to go down to the dairy place that makes all the special wines and cheeses in Berry.
Yes.
And I'm going to say, what's your best hectic cheese?
Well, it would be fully hectic.
I want the fulliest. Fulliest.
Fulliest the
I
fulliest.
Want the fullest hectic cheese you got.
Oh, okay. I think we might have to finish there because we're starting to talk about Brandon Smith being in a grand final and I don't want that to happen.
No.
Unless he changes clubs.
It's too cheesy.
So,
I'm lactose intolerant.
That's okay. What we could do is when Parramatta makes the grand final this year.
Yeah.
We could... That's a very loud noise you made there.
Oh, it's a cough.
We could have some kind of ceremony for the king, King Gutherson. We could make him a crown. We could make him a throne, you know, like
a
something for the king.
On the sidelines.
No. The Gutherino.
Oh, that'd be awesome. A big
we love
toilet.
The Gutherino.
I don't even know who he is.
You don't even know who Oh, God. Okay.
No one's face pops in my head when you say that name.
Clint Gutherson, the captain of the Parramatta Eels. You know who he is.
Oh, I need a picture.
Top knot. Think top knot. You know him. As soon as you see him, you'll be like, oh, that guy.
I
mean, you're too busy loving Eric Griff Jr. and Nathan Hindmarsh. You're living in the past, baby.
You know how many times I've seen Nathan Hindmarsh pop up on things now because I've said that?
Yep.
It pops up everywhere. And I just noticed these pictures on our computer desk too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who put that there?
I did.
Oh. Duh! Of course you did.
Of course I did.
It wasn't me. Well, look, maybe the grand final entertainment could be just Nathan Hindmarsh with his pants like a plumber's crack just running around.
That's wicked cheese.
That's pretty wicked. All right, guys. I hope you made it to the end of this episode.
Yeah, it's a long one. Sorry.
And also a lot of rambling about not much.
No, it was all valid.
There was some valid parts.
It's all valuable content.
All right. There's
all killer, no filler.
So I've learnt from last time you guys do like having Lisa on, so we might have Lisa on again in the future.
You tell me what you want me to talk about.
Oh, great.
You God, call
my
in.
My Twitter timeline's going to go mental.
Call
now.
Us. Call in. Tweet
call
in.
Call in. I want a call in show.
Tweet in.
We should have a call in show.
That'd be interesting. Have to be live. How do you do that?
Well, you just tell people.
A Zoom webinar.
I've done a podcast before. I haven't done a podcast. Someone else has done a podcast before where they asked people to send them their contact detail and then they called them and talked about rugby league.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense.
So you could do that. That's true. Like a talk back.
Yes.
I could steal that idea for from Don Carboni.
Yep.
Or carbs, as he's called, which makes it funny because our dog loves the word carbs.
Our dog loves carbs. She loves bread.
She loves carbs.
She loves carbs.
I've told him that already. He's laughed when I said my dog loves carbs.
I'm surprised she hasn't pricked up and looked over the
window. I think I need a shirt that says my dog loves
my
carbs.
My dog loves carbs.
Anyway.
Or a silhouette of our dog going, I love carbs, and give it to him. Yeah.
Oh, yes. That'd be great.
That's up for next.
Anyway, so... Yeah, we might do an episode like that. We might do another topic that we want to, something in the periphery of rugby league, so you'd have to talk about a game.
Mm.
And I'll find a picture of Clint Gutherson, which you should know who he is.
Yes, I'm sure once you say I'll be like, ah, yeah, that's right.
Can you name anyone from the current Parramatta team? Mm. Really? Mm. Oh, man, I've got to show you some more people.
I don't think I can.
I have to go to a game again now. You'll have to learn the joy. Oh, you know one of them. He looks like Freddie Mercury. You don't know his name.
I can't recall his name.
You keep
now.
Calling him the wrong name.
Yes, that's right. I did too, didn't I?
But you know him.
Bernie or Benson or...
No, Campbell Gillard. You kept calling him Regan Gillard. No, you kept calling him Campbell Gillard Regan or something.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know what you were calling him.
No, that was the other guy that looked like the actor from... Employee of the Month.
Oh, no, that was... No,
that was the
that
one
was
where
Sam
I mixed
Williams.
Up their names.
That was Sam
it?
Williams, yeah. Okay. No, you... Because his name's Regan Campbell Gillard. You kept getting the three names in a different order.
Oh, that's right, yes.
I think you kept calling him Gillard Campbell or something, or Regan
CBD,
Campbell.
CAB.
Yeah, or something. I don't
CDB.
Know. Hey, we're still rambling.
Yeah.
You guys are still listening.
What's
I don't know
why. What's
wrong
with you? Don't listen. Get off. Go away.
All right,
go
then.
Do something constructive.
Yeah. Look, message me. Tell me what you want us to talk about. If you want us to talk again, I'm happy to talk to my wife. It's great.
Yeah, he's weird. He likes talking to me.
I do.
All right. Take care, everyone. Stay safe and don't lick shit.
Bye.
This is current for July.